You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Get deeper insights on the news from inside sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. You know, one of the things that we do very well in the United States of America is moments. We come together in moments of tragedy, big catastrophes, natural disasters. We're really good at that. We're less good at the forward movement and remembering. And we've seen so many of these moments of coming together, but we've seen far more where we just kind of keep going on and we forget the lessons or we miss the lessons in their entirety. And someone who never misses a moment or a message is Kelsey Dallas. Of course, a great writer for Deseret.com, Deseret News. She has a master's degree in religion from Yale Divinity and covers a wide range of topics. One of the great thinkers and great writers we have around here. And Kelsey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for those kind words, and thanks for having me.
I am so excited to talk about this because you've done something that I think we're just missing in the country, and you actually went back to a site of one of those tragic moments where the country did come together. You went back to Pittsburgh, to the synagogue there. First, remind us of the events that we should be remembering and learning from, and then start to share your experience of going back.
Yes, I went to the site of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting that took place on October 27th, 2018. That was the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. 11 men and women died and others were injured. There were actually three separate Jewish congregations affected who were sharing the same building. And when I was at the Religion News Association conference this past weekend, we were able to go visit the site where the main synagogue is still standing, but the site of the shooting, which was more of a community center and smaller chapel, has been torn down to make room for a very exciting new project that we could talk about more later. But really what I wanted to write about in my newsletter was what it felt like to be there, what it's like to see what hangs around the site today, which is copies of drawings that the community received from school children across the country back in 2018, messages like, you are so loved, you matter, move forward together, and just what it felt like to talk to the people who went through that tragedy and the lessons that they walked away with.
Yeah, and so describe some of that for us, some of those conversations that you had. I think, again, noting that it was the deadliest attack on the Jewish community, 11 people lost their lives, many others injured, and again, the country came together. There was a moment, I think, where everyone kind of focused their attention on that, and then, of course, we all started moving on to the next thing and the next thing after that. So give us a sense of the conversations. I loved the visual images there of those drawings of rebuild together and be happy and all of those. What else did you hear? What else did you sense walking around?
The folks that were directly affected, so it touched on their own congregation or their own loved ones may have passed away. They talked about how they had to work through the typical mourning process. They had to work through the trauma. And they also had to decide what to do with the national attention, international attention on them. Mm. And what they've sort of realized over the past 5.5 or so years is that these really dark moments are also an opportunity to remind people of the power of coming together, as you were speaking about. And so now their mission is to not just tell the story of tragedy, but also to tell of the joys that they had the opportunity to feel thanks to the community response, and to say, how can we build a community spirit that is with us always and not just in these dark moments? So their goal with the site is to build a community center, a center that educates people about anti-Semitism, but also a center of celebration where you could go to a community event and get to know your neighbors and just become more engaged, and so that we could support each other all the time and not just difficult times.
Yeah, so great. I love one of the lines that you used in terms of celebrating the kindness and compassion of the world, even as you call out evil. Those things don't have to be polar opposites. You can actually have an and conversation in celebrating that kindness and compassion, and you can still call out evil.
Yes, and they also talked quite a bit about how they want their loved ones that died that day to be known for more than just dying that day. Mm. So they've worked on a memorial that will sit next to the synagogue that will talk about how these 11 men and women lived their lives, the things they cared about, their investment in Pittsburgh's Jewish community. And that's an important reminder as well. That I've read a lot about. I think David Brooks writes about where it's like developing your virtues throughout your life and not just focusing on what's on your resume, for example. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I just felt so inspired personally by this visit, but also felt like it was a message that civic leaders need to hear, religious leaders need to hear, anyone who's in a position of authority where they can focus on educating folks with an eye toward bringing people together and not just educating folks so that they're like scared of the next terrible tragedy or memorize all the details of this particular shooting. Like really it's about how do you collect the wisdom and then move forward.
I love that. And it really is a reminder, as you wrote in your piece, of what's possible when we pull together instead of pulling apart. And I think it's also that principle that we actually honor best those who have gone before by living our lives with excellence today. And to me, this just feels like what is next, what happens next is what matters, that we can really celebrate those who lost their lives by living differently, coming together and doing something together today is a wonderful message. And as you said, Kelsey, we need that in every civic corner and every political space on the planet, especially right here at home. Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us again. As always, great thinking, great writing. Thanks for pulling us into a compelling story that matters. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, that's Kelsey Dallas again from Deseret News, Deseret.com. Great piece there. And again, coming out of that tragedy of the Pittsburgh shooting there in that Jewish community, 11 lives lost, and now so many lives touched, blessed, strengthened, enlightened with a bigger vision of what's possible when we pull together. We can't just have moments in times of that are bad. We have to have the vision and foresight to take action to create what's next. We'll be right back.